I am now.
What are we going to talk about today?
I'm exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
I've got nothing.
Okay.
You haven't watched The Gentleman, so I've got no new shows, Gentleman.
I have. What did I just finish watching? Oh, are you a Curb Your Enthusiasm man?
No, we've had this conversation a million times. I still haven't watched. I've watched one episode.
That's funny. This season's been really good. I think it's the last season too.
Can you just watch one that season, or do you have to watch all the previous ones?
Oh, but you'd want to get it. It's like you can watch Seinfeld on its own, one episode, and appreciate it. But you can do that same thing with Curb. But I think you need to sort of get into the flow of it.
Right.
You know.
Because I can watch one episode now of Seinfeld because I know everything. I know the characters. Yeah, yeah, I know the concepts. But if I just watched an episode of this new season, I'd be like, who's this guy? What's going on? Would I?
Yeah. You might.
Yeah.
You'll need to know who his wife is and his ex-wife and all these other people.
We'll see how long if I'm not feeling great, then
I'll watch
it.
Start from season one, mate.
Yeah, maybe.
Get into it. You've been in India? Get it into you.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Cheers.
We're recording this as well, video as well, isn't it? This
yeah,
one?
That's how the private does work and has done for some time.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Just no one watches it. Is anyone watching it or what?
No.
The numbers?
No.
Audio numbers, great.
Unbelievable.
Video numbers, not so good.
Not so good.
What is it? They don't like the look of us or what?
Maybe they find it hard
to find. Heads for radio?
Maybe they find it hard to find.
Well, it's right in the description of the main one, isn't it? Is that right or not? What are you writing it down here?
That's how many people are watching it.
Oh, okay. The knee's improving. See if we can do it with this one. Let's do something controversial
to make people look.
Yeah. What can we do?
No,
take your gear off, Jeff. Take a strip off. Trevor's going to streak. You see him run behind the camera. Woo!
It's inappropriate.
He stopped and thought about it.
Not for a second did
it cross
my mind.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever done a nudie run?
No.
Never done a nudie run?
No.
Okay.
Have you?
I have, yeah.
You fucking weirdo.
Footy trips and shit.
Oh, mate. What's not? There'd be
footy trips.
Here's how to get the ratings up. Let's tell us some footy trip stories.
Maybe not.
No.
Yeah.
We need to put some in the can for, after your death so that we can share some of the great stories.
Yeah. It'll come out in my book.
Will that be published after your death?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe no, probably not.
Because Rebel Wilson's in some shit for some of the crap she's going on about.
Yeah. So what? So Sacha Baron Cohen, aka Ali G, and all these other characters, right? Borat. He made a film, and I've watched that movie. It's quite funny. It's called The Brothers Grimsby.
Right.
And it's just a story about this soccer hooligan married to Rebel Wilson. They've got 18 kids or something. And the story is that his brother is, unbeknownst to him, a top-level spy. And he gets involved with him on a mission.
Right.
And he's a soccer mad guy, okay. Right?
Yeah.
It's actually quite funny.
Right.
And Rebel Wilson claims in her book, if I get this correct, that he treated her like an asshole. He was a bit of an asshole, allegedly.
He's a Hollywood star. What do you expect?
But he's come back and saying, there's no way I acted like that.
He apparently provided video evidence of the same. And she says, yeah, but what about the 20 minutes before that video? Like. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, is she so desperate to badmouth
how are
his
you writing a memoir at her age?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
There was a deal done, mate.
I know, but seriously. Yeah. You make millions out of movies. How's a million on a book going to make any difference?
I don't know.
For all the heartache.
I don't know.
She also got on and bagged isn't it Fennec or French? The bloke that does...
Fennec.
The Fat Pizza or the Pizza Show?
Yeah, Fennec his name is, yeah.
Like, she bagged them.
Oh.
And he came out. Look, again, skirting the edges of this story. Couldn't care too much about it, but... You know, there was a long article I quickly skimmed of him saying, look.
It's Paul Fennec's name.
Paul Fennec. Look, we gave
her. Well, nice bloke.
She was an up-and-coming comedian.
He put her on the map.
We gave her a start.
Yeah, she got a start there,
And she's bagging us for using her as, the token fat chick. That was her shtick at the time.
Exactly right.
Right?
And you know what? She really was a bit of a pioneer in her sort of Hollywood accepting her as a plus-size actress.
And here's the thing. Yeah. So he then went on to say, and I'm paraphrasing, but he went on to say basically, I expected we'd get acknowledgement in her book for kicking off her career and being there at the start and supporting her. And here she is just shit-canning us.
Yeah, that's not
Mate,
a good look.
It's a shit
that's not
look,
a good look.
Yeah. You know, because on your way up, there's that whole on your way up thing and don't fuck with the people that got you there. And then because on your way down.
Yeah, no, they're going to kick you in the head.
It won't be a nice thing.
Yeah, I agree, mate. It's unfortunate.
All those people that you kicked on your way up.
Yeah, mate. Oh, totally the opposite, mate. I'm nice to everyone. I'm nice to everyone. I remember working at News Limited and thinking, one day this person might be your boss.
Yeah.
You know.
Look,
And it happened to me.
I've spoken about it a million times.
Well,
the dramas. It happens to everyone.
When I was sports editor of the Daily Telegraph, right, I had people working for me. So I was their boss.
Yep.
15 years earlier, not even that.
Yeah.
I was buying them their coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. They were saying, oh, I need this, go, you do this.
Yeah.
And I remembered the people who were nice to me.
Yeah.
And look, I'm not a vindictive guy, but I got on with everyone. And now that it turned around and I was their boss, you know, it was the people who I'd built a really good relationship with, I got on the best. And they had the best runs with their stories. So
it's funny, and we talked about it before on the private, the small world that we live in. And I don't know if it's the same in other industries. I really don't. But certainly in the media it feels that way, because I was reading an article or just a post on socials today about, groundbreaking AFL commentator changes the game, gets plaudits or something, right? I thought, I wonder who that is. And I recognised the photo. I thought, that couldn't be who I think it is. And I read on it. So this bloke has become a caller for just SEN or someone, and people are loving the way he calls. And I went, it's fucking Matty Hill, who is a racing commentator with Sky, and he's done a lot of stuff. So I thought to myself, I wonder how it came about that I got him to the Olympics. And I dug through my emails, because that's how nerdy I am.
Trevor's got every single email ever received or sent.
He sent me an email. Oh, you know what? I'm going to find it.
If you've got a court case, I'm going to ask you for any email correspondence.
Don't worry. I've got it. If you need it, I've got it.
What's the first email we ever exchanged?
Well, hang on. Let's come back. Park that thought, right? And I don't think Matthew Hill will care that I'm doing this, by the way. If he does, sorry, buddy.
He's come from racing.
He's a commentator,
to AFL.
Right? So he's a commentator, right? Yeah. And so in... I'm trying to find his buddy email address now, because it's not, and maybe it's come up as Matt Hill, because instead of, I was searching for Matthew, but Matt Hill might do it. That's going to really fucking annoy me now, because I searched for it earlier today. So I was executive producer of the Olympics at 2GB, 2007, et cetera, onwards.
Yep.
And I found the email. He actually emailed me. And, said, dear Trevor, I'm a commentator at Sky Racing and would love to be involved in the Olympics, yada, yada, yada. And I won't fucking find it, so I'm going to stop looking, because it'll distract me. And, I found my reply. My reply was something like, mate, the core team's locked in, but, if anything expands or whatever, I'll get in touch.
Yep.
And he's come back to me and gone, mate, fucking love to talk and everything. And I remember meeting with him at McDonald's Gladesville on Victoria Road. He must have lived nearby or something. Anyway, so we met there, fucking
meet
cheeseburger.
Me at Macca's.
Yeah. Fucking business meeting at McDonald's. Executive producer, sport and special events, and a commentator.
Did you eat a couple of cheeseburgers while you're there?
For sure.
Of course.
Anyway, so here's the thing. And again, I really don't think he'd mind me saying this, but I read through the emails, because I don't have a memory of this, right? But I remember meeting with him. I remember thinking he was a fucking great commentator, looking at his tapes and everything. And I remember getting him to Beijing. I remember there was a bit of drama. He had some health scare while he was over there, but that's not relevant, because he's gone on to do great things.
Yeah.
But I found the back and forth emails, and one of my emails was, mate, fucking love it, what you do and everything, but there's no budget left. I'm full of commentators. I'd fucking love to get you there, but my email was basically, but to be honest, you'd have to do it for nothing, essentially, is what I said. He wrote back, fuck, mate, I'll buy my own airfares.
Wow.
I just want to be there.
Seriously.
Now, he didn't in the end, because I definitely booked his airfares.
Yep.
I think my reply was, mate. He said, I'd be prepared to lose a couple of grand on this. No, fucking no dramas.
Just to say you did it.
I wrote back and said, mate, I wouldn't want you being out of pocket. And potentially out of school, but I found the contract. And it was like, dude, we'll fly you there. It's economy. Fly you there. We'll put you up and we'll pay you a per diem allowance. That's what he got paid, to go to the fucking Olympics and commentate the Olympics.
At Beijing.
Yeah.
2008.
But for your resume, that's a fucking
fantastic,
big deal, right? I nearly texted him. I will text him tomorrow, actually, when I'm just lying in bed. And I just thought, fucking good on him for cracking another
Having
sport.
Having a crack, yeah.
Because the other bloke like that is Brenton Speed.
Mm.
I got Brenton Speed to come to SBS and call radio, the World Cup on the radio, just SBS
Soccer
radio.
World Cup.
So not huge audiences, but, because he was a fucking good commentator. And he's now, a gun Fox commentator for a bunch of different sports.
I think I played golf with him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah, I know Brenton.
Okay.
He came down the coast. I played golf and we introduced each other and he goes, oh, do you know Trevor Long, don't you? I said, yeah, we do a podcast. He goes, yeah, it's work with him.
Yeah. So top bloke.
And yeah. Not about golfer either.
Like, I listen to a lot of radio. Like, drive around. I've told the Dan Ganane story before about trying to poach him. Matt Thompson, I used to work with at 2GB. Joel Kane when he comes on
Matt Thompson, the Channel 9 commentator.
Yeah, Channel 9 commentator. I worked with him at GB and he went on to Fox Sports. Joel Kane was another guy that used to send me tapes. He just wanted to be on the call team, just wanted to be an around-the-grounds reporter.
Wow.
I got him on around-the-grounds and I got him practicing calling and doing commentating. He's a good commentator too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just fucking wild how small it is, and it kind of just shows that you've just got to persevere, you've just got to crack it. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Also, yeah.
Yeah, it's a small pool of... Yeah, you know, like us. You know, there's not many people doing what we do.
Someone said that to me recently. They said, "How many of you are there?" And I went, "To be honest,
how
fuck
many
all.
Of you?
Like, how many of you?
Like you and me?" Yeah.
I said, "There's
tech commentator slash personalities.
There's two of us that do a lot.
Yeah.
There's probably another two or three that would be known.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking
It's pretty limited.
It used to be a much bigger field." Didn't it?
Especially in the I saw that little exchange you had about our podcast and how long we've been podcasting for.
Oh, yeah.
There was someone said, I've been podcasting since 2018. And I'm thinking, and you, what was your reply? What? Hello.
Fucking hold the
13,
phone.
13 years. Hold my beer. 13 years. Yeah, so.
Yeah, because I think it was someone that was whinging or something. And talking about how
and it was,
something or other.
Was it Seamus? Seamus? So he goes, Seamus' reply was saying,
it was very nice.
How good is it that you found a ride or die buddy that has got your back and has done this and that's it? That's. I think you were saying, I don't get on very well with a lot of people. But,
It's true.
Yeah, there you go, mate. There you go. But like, do I deserve a medal or something?
You do.
Do I?
But it's like it's like even when you're away, and I'm happy to have a couple other people sit in it, but there's no way the show will be the same.
No.
There's no way the repartee will be the same. It'll be a bit more formal and, news-based.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, I can't imagine if Val agreed to do it. I can't imagine us talking shit about fucking anything, to be honest.
Yeah,
like, I don't know what we would.
I know.
Like,
only,
you know,
there's
what?
There's only
be,
one me.
The pre-show before the intro, we'll just be talking shit about Stephen. I'll be like, tell me your shittest Stephen story.
Do your best, mate. There wouldn't be many shit stories about me. I'm a good guy. I don't drink, so you haven't got any drunken stories
boring.
About me. Yeah, I'm pretty conservative, I think, when it comes to that.
And that's the thing, even on trips. Like, you think about all the PR people, right?
Yeah.
On trips, the worst they could say is that I didn't bother to go to a thing or I was a recluse and stayed in my room or whatever. But
you are.
Yeah. But that's just
you're
in
working.
My profile.
You're working, yeah.
But other people, you're like, got absolutely shit-faced and we had to walk him to the airport.
Yeah,
like,
they won't be saying that about the two blokes.
Like, that's just not us.
Exactly right. Yeah, I know.
Goes to our documentary. We could we could tell some stories,
we'd
but we need to have a financial windfall.
We'd have to trick it up. We'd have to
get
trick
out of
it
the game.
Up. Maybe we'd have to get on the drink and just spice up the program.
Imagine we did that one.
Imagine
day.
You on the piss. Why don't we do
two blokes?
Why don't we do two blokes on the piss? We'll have a drink
and just record
and get
it
half drunk
and see
half
how bad
cut
it gets
and just see how loose we get.
I'd have to actually watch. I've never watched a show back. I'd have to actually watch one back. Before we publish
I've watched a couple of the start of a few when I'm.
I've just watched a couple
when
on
I
the
grab
TV
the
to
YouTube,
see if it looks all right.
When I find, right, when I'm grabbing the code to embed the because I share them on TechGuide as well, right, the video as well as the audio.
Yeah.
And how it automatically plays?
Yeah.
And I stop and I'm thinking, I'm 10 minutes in, I'm still listening and watching. I'm thinking, this is good stuff.
That's a good sign.
Yeah,
so. Should leave a comment.
From me. Yeah.
But, great show.
I do read the comments. The comments are good. The comments are good.
There's someone that comments every week.
Yeah. On YouTube.
I think it's a girl. I'm sorry. This is so rude. I forget.
It's good.
I'm going to. I think we should share.
Is it growing or what? Our audience? Our video audience?
I think there's been better peaks recently, which is good.
Yeah.
I should look at the Facebook numbers because I haven't checked those for a little while.
Okay.
But
private needs a boost on video on YouTube. Come on.
Yeah, come on. Why are you listening to this shit?
Private.
It's much more exciting to watch. someone that says great show as always or something always. Fucking always does it. I'm sure of it. It's going to drive me insane if I don't find it. And there must be one somewhere.
I shared some family news with you last week, remember, mate?
Are you prepared to share that publicly now?
Yeah, my son got engaged. Hooray! He proposed to his girlfriend. Yeah, so Aaron.
Stephen's going to be a father-in-law.
My son Aaron proposed to his girlfriend Samantha.
Shout out to Ashley HM 4600. We appreciate the ongoing support.
Yes.
But more importantly, look, I have disappointing news, dear listeners.
What's that?
The wedding's not till 2026. So the chances of Stephen being a grandfather probably stretch to late 26, 27.
After that, yeah. But I've got a daughter who's 2 years older than him.
Oh, no.
And she's been with her guy for a while.
So is there a chance of nuptials and quick nuptials
my
there?
My policy.
Shotgun wedding!
My policy has always been I prefer a ring on it before you have kids, but that's just me. That's not how everyone does
it. We live in a modern world now, Stephen.
I know. So, yeah, but Aaron
2027 wasn't the number I had in mind for the grandfather.
Yeah.
No, but
that's when Aaron's wedding is.
If there's a wedding in 26, there's a baby in 27. I'm fucking telling you.
Who knows?
There is, mate.
If they're blessed with children, God bless
them. I was hoping for a 2025 grandfather announcement.
What's wrong with that? It's easy to bag me, but there's another way of calling me old.
I'm desperate. I'm desperate.
But you could be a grandfather young.
I know. That's my problem. I'm worried that I'm going to fucking somehow hit it before you. That'd be devastating.
How is Jacko and his girl going?
Devastating to me if that happened.
Imagine that.
On so many levels.
Fuck, that'd be funny.
Oh, fuck.
You're hanging out for me to be grandfather. Yeah. And Jacko might go, Dad, got some news, mate.
Add to the population, don't subtract to the population. Don't get in trouble with the law. And if you do end up in jail, establish dominance fast.
Yeah, right. That's good advice. Did you actually share that with Jackson?
That
is
advice.
He still with the same girl?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
because Aaron's been with Samantha for like 4 years.
Yeah, that's we're a bit early.
And
on there,
they travelled around Australia for 2 years in the same car, in the same truck.
That's fucking commitment.
That's a bloody stress test and a half that mate, they're meant for each
Amanda
other.
Amanda and I, if I could find the iPod we used at the time, we had an iPod in the car, so it would have been the BMW in 3 through 4 through 5. The wedding was at the end of 5 or end of 4?
You're asking me, are you?
The wedding was at the end of 4. So
your 20th anniversary is coming.
I must have proposed in December 2003, right? So for the entire year of 2004, we had an iPod.
So you were engaged for 1 year?
Yep. We had an iPod shuffle in the car, right?
Oh.
And we would just play music and we would star rate it. We'd agree on a rating. Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars? So that would help us build the playlist for the wedding. So all the 5-star songs would be the play. Like
so
we just had a laptop.
Farnham.
We just had a laptop set up, you know, playing through.
Yeah.
And like, fuck, there were some arguments. Like, because we're fundamentally different,
mate,
in so many ways.
Would you have survived a trip?
No. Whatever you're going to say, no.
Would you have gone two years in a car? You would not have got married. That would have been the end of you.
I don't see that.
That would have been the end of you. Really?
Mate, if I suggested 2 years in a car, she would have said, enjoy your life with someone else,
said,
mate.
Well, I want to travel around Australia. And she goes, yeah, okay. And would your relationship have endured that?
Mate, I don't know because it would never have happened.
Yeah.
Okay. If I said to her, we're going to stay in a 5-star hotel for every night for 365 nights for and then again for another year, she'd be like, cool. We'll give it a try.
Yeah.
But that's not even something she'd enjoy.
Yeah. I think
so very different circumstances.
Aaron and Sam, they love camping and they love doing all that stuff. So, and the fact they're doing it together, they like it even more.
They're gorgeous young people who love the beach and bloody drones and waterfalls, and it's fucking sickening.
Yeah.
Sickening.
Yeah, they're actually going back to Broome. Aaron's already left. She's going back as well. She's a teacher. He's got a job as a builder. So they're going to go back, make some cash, and then come back and get married.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And, we're just working out who's going to – like we've already starting to make lists of who people we want to invite to the wedding.
And
well.
So do you get to make a speech at the wedding?
Probably.
Fuck. Do you go funny or do you go serious?
I think a bit of both.
Really?
Yeah.
And this is a complete downer, I'm sorry, but I've only seen you publicly speak once and that was at your father's funeral, but it was a fucking unbelievable eulogy, speech. Just the way you wrote it, the way it was written, because you're a writer, right?
Yeah.
And so I imagine that to be a very difficult thing to write a speech at your
that
son's buddy wedding.
Yeah, but
because you want to inject a bit of humour, but you've got to get
I've got to be. Yeah. I want it to be like I'll even tell his groomsman and his best man. I said, look, I don't want this to be low rent. I want your speeches to be not about the debauchery. I want it to be respectful.
You're going to be dictating.
I want I'm going to have a lot of family there and people there. Yeah, you'll probably be there. So
I don't think so, mate. Yeah, I've met him three times.
You're on the list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but, mate, listen,
we've already made a list.
Let's just make an agreement because you're going to have 300 people on the list.
I don't care.
I'm not offended if I don't make the final cut.
On the list,
okay?
You're on the list.
Because it's a fucking...
You're on the list.
It's a big draw.
No, we've already made up our own, like me, Joe, who we require to be there.
But you're going to say to the boys, listen, no fucking...
Well, look, I don't want it to be low rent, mate. I want it to be respectful, you know? I don't want it to be... Like, my wedding was great. The speeches were good. They were funny. There was nothing about, oh, I should have seen him. He got pissed and did this and that. And I don't want that. I don't want people hearing that at my wedding. Do you agree? Or have you been to weddings where the best man speech makes you a bit uncomfortable? I don't want that. I don't want that for him. I don't want that for my family either. And Sam's family as well, his wife's family.
I mean, I don't know Aaron's mates enough to – are they that kind of boys? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, right.
I don't know who his grooms are going to be. That's 2 years away, but it's
and so the 2 years,
it's something you've got to start planning. I've discovered you've got to
plan. The 2 year duration is because they want a specific venue that's hard to get, or because they want to go away and save this and then come back and stay after they're married.
Both,
right?
Yeah. So where they want to get married, they've got to book it well in advance.
Really?
And
is it an open venue or a? I know you don't want to give it away, but...
Yeah, I don't know exactly where it is, to be honest, but I've got an idea, but it's pretty sought after.
Right.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And then we've got to work out who's paying for it.
Well, you are, mate. Good luck with that.
Yeah, well, part of it, I'll pay for it.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I'll pay my share, mate. But anyway, I've got a couple of years. That's a couple of years away.
Fucking
All
hell.
Good. All good.
2027.
So how old? So you're how old's Jacko this
year?
He's 18.
Don't
this
fucking
year.
Deflect back onto me.
Well, Aaron's 27, mate. So he's not like a kid.
Yeah, I know.
No, he's 27 years old.
And Jackson's a kid, mate. He's 17
now. Yeah, I know. Because my daughter Jackie's 29.
Yeah.
So she's
Jackie.
Yeah.
Let's go. You got this. He won't mind.
No.
He won't mind.
No.
He'll be excited.
Hey, put one of these on it first.
He'll be excited. Yeah. Shotgun it.
I won't say. Hey. I had this discussion with Joe, to be perfectly honest.
So in that, like, I've never understood the shotgun situation, but...
Shotgun?
You know, the shotgun wedding, you're walking down the aisle because they're pregnant.
Like, yeah.
So that's a shotgun wedding. Isn't that what a shotgun wedding is?
That's what the term is used as, yes.
So in the situation where the young lady is impregnated and the young man, does he still ask permission and does he come and say, listen... Mr. Fennick.
Yeah, I got your
daughter. Not only would I love to marry your daughter, but we kind of need to make it happen pretty quick because...
Within the next few months.
Like,
before her dress size
changes.
Of course you would.
But do you ask with that knowledge or do you ask and then come back? Do you come back a day later going, guess what? Thank you very much.
I think today...
Got one through the goalkeeper last night.
In today's society,
yeah.
I think that... the child, if my daughter came to me tomorrow and said, oh, Dad, you know, we're having a baby, I'd say, that's fantastic. I wouldn't say, you're joking, aren't you? Like, you should be married first.
100%.
That's not going to happen.
Right.
She's 29 years old. She can make her own
decisions. So your point is, it wouldn't happen that way because you would find out about the baby first.
Of course.
Yeah. And then after that, within days.
If they want to get married.
Oh.
Like, mate, I know people who, like, friends of mine, their kids had... a baby before they got married.
Yeah.
You know, that's how
look, it's funny because people don't realise you're married if you're just together for a long time. I said this to fucking Mum and Gary.
Yeah.
They're not married and they've been together fucking 30 years or something, right?
If you live together, you're married.
We're having this whole fucking debate about money and they've got the money from the pub and they're splitting it into different bank accounts. And I said to one of his daughters, I said, fucking, I don't know why it matters. They're fucking married. Yeah. In the eyes of the law, it don't matter.
Exactly right. So like my daughter lives with a boyfriend, has done for a couple of years. So technically.
They might be de facto already.
You're married. Yeah. Like you're living with someone. Did you live with Amanda before you got married? Of course you did.
Yeah.
I never lived with Joe until I got married.
I know. You're an old school fucking fart.
I was living in a fucking great joint too. I didn't want to move out.
Yeah.
I didn't want to leave this fucking mansion in Maroubra overlooking. From Maroubra to La Perouse, I had a view. I wasn't going to leave that to go live in an apartment. And Joe was happy with that too. She understood because we were saving money. I didn't want to pay rent.
Yeah.
We saved our money, mate. But look, I say to my kids, I say, look, if it was up to me, my preference would be if you're serious about your relationship, you want to have children, you want to have a family, the foundation of a family, and this might sound really traditional and semi-religious, but a marriage is a mechanism for having a family, for having children. It's a mechanism for that.
Yeah.
And just proves that you're there for the long haul. You know,
I'm not religious or overly formal, but I agree. Yeah. I agree that it's more about the formality of it.
It's the commitment to the
family unit.
Yeah,
that's it. You know, like again, because even if you're de facto, I guess if you're de facto, you can just leave and therefore have a separation period, which does define the ending of it. But
you can leave if you're married too.
You've got to then formally apply for a divorce and all those different things.
But de facto, isn't the rule if it's 2 years de facto, sort of the same rules apply as a marriage?
Yes, but how do you end a de facto relationship?
I don't know, but I'm just saying. Fuck.
Can we get a lawyer on the line?
No, but if you decide,
there's no one here.
If you're going to separate, separation.
Call the producers, mate. There's no one here.
If you're if you've been de facto for 2 years, all the same rights that a married couple would have apply. Yes. Isn't that right?
Yes.
So he or she would be entitled to half the other's possessions.
How do you end a de facto relationship in Australia? That's what I've Googled.
And
how do you
say?
Legally end a de facto relationship? Although no formal process, such as a divorce, is necessary to end a de facto relationship, you may need to divide property, assets, and debts. We find that many of our clients are surprised what they're entitled to. Oh, it's a lawyer. No shit.
Yeah.
If your de facto relationship is broken down, you must make an application to the court for property orders within 2 years of the relationship coming to an end.
So basically,
what I'm assuming from that very quick Google is you can just go, we're done, see you later.
Yeah.
But if either of you think you're entitled to something from the relationship,
you need to do that
within 2 years.
Right. And so if someone, just say someone owns the property, doesn't rent it, you own it.
Yeah.
So that'd be, if you didn't go halves in it.
They might be potentially
you could lose half of it in a separation.
They might be entitled to a portion of it. It might not be half at that stage, but depends how long they're together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I suppose so. But it's
I don't ever want to have to give
be
a
easier
fuck
just to
about
stay together.
Dividing and conquering. Yeah,
just
exactly.
Stay together.
Yeah.
Just say, do you ever joke
stay
to your
together,
wife?
Stay together, get separate bedrooms.
Do you ever joke to your wife? I'm never going to leave you. It'll cost me too much. Do you ever say that?
She said to me the other day. Something about what the house would be worth, and I went, fucking hang on, whoa, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not selling.
Really? She's doing a sums issue?
Yeah.
She's waiting for the renos to finish.
I said, we've just fucking finished the renos.
It's worth a bit more now.
And, that's what she was saying. She's saying the place around the corner sold for this, so I think ours would be worth that. And I went, mate, I don't really give a shit.
House down the road from me sold last week.
Yeah.
Can I tell you how much?
Yeah, hit me.
4.5.
Wow.
Just down the hill from my house. I'm thinking, yeah, baby, it's good.
Not
the
good
neighborhood.
Until you need to get out of it, though.
Hey. Yeah, I know.
Look, so no,
I'm not going.
Right?
I'm not going anywhere, mate.
Same
but it's
here.
Good that the neighbourhood is moving.
The problem is Amanda's got an inkling now. She's like, we should do this, we should do that, and I'm like, listen, we've just spent
add value to your home,
all
mate.
Of it. Yes,
add
but where's value. That money coming from?
Where are you with your solar? Are you still doing that, or are you still negotiating, or what's the go there?
I got the shits with pretty much all of them and negotiating.
Gee, what a shock, hey?
So they've just started the roof. So the roof renos will be done probably in the next 3 weeks or so.
Oh, right.
So it's after
changing
that.
The roof as well?
No, just repointing it and making sure everything's
repointing it? What does that mean? Make it
I
pointy?
I don't know. Putting the points back on?
Make it pointy again?
Fuck if I know.
Was it curved?
There's a bloke at the house right now, the carpenter, doing all the wood. So the wood here, tiles here, right?
Okay, I'm just trying to think
the,
of the name
boards
for that. Listen
and
to
fascias.
Us. Tradies, listen to this thing. These fucking idiots don't know what it's called. It's the roof truss. The truss.
No, that's the fucking thing that holds the shit up.
Isn't that what you just said? The
no.
Wood?
Just
what are
on
you
the
about?
Outside. The stuff on the outside.
Ah.
Barge boards and fascias.
Ah, right. The cladding and all that. Right.
No,
all
the barge boards and the fascias.
Okay, you're just repeating what someone else told you.
That's
you
what he's
what
fucking
that
doing. Cladding is the stuff on the walls of the house.
You don't know what the hell you're
Cladding's
talking about.
The shit on the walls of the house.
Okay.
The barge boards and the fascia are the pieces of wood.
You never knew that last week, did you?
No.
You never knew that yesterday.
He said, I'm doing this. No, I didn't know until he came to the house and started ripping them off.
Yeah, he could have said fucking anything to you. He goes, yeah, mate, do what you got to do.
I paid the deposit and said, mate, be there tomorrow. I don't give a shit. Whatever.
He could
just
have
come
said,
and do it.
He could have said it's a side swipe and a leeway. And you wouldn't know what
said,
the fuck he's talking about.
Is that antenna connected? I said, yes. He goes, okay, I'll make sure I put it back on. So I went, he must be doing that bit too.
Ah, yeah, put it back on, mate.
I had no idea. So that bit of wood Like on the side of the roof. If you imagine the side of the roof.
What do you mean? Yeah.
The antennas what did stuck you call to it that. Again? The barge board and the fascia. I don't know which one's a barge board and which one's a fascia.
I've got barge board and fascia at my place, actually.
Anyway, yeah. So the carpenter's finishing that, and he's clearly doing it in cahoots with the building guy because he was sent to me by him because he's finished the barge board or the fascia and he's put plastic over it and tucked it into the tiles. So what the builder is doing is bringing the roof up to code. So basically it was built so many years ago that, you know, this is how the fascias degrade because water gets in. So he's going to essentially all that mortar and cement that goes around the edges of the roof and on the tile, all that stuff, and plus the little, like, what used to be lead sheets that go under the tiles up onto the brick. He's going to redo
Change
all that
the
stuff.
Tiles too?
No. Tiles are fucking beautiful.
Are good?
They're cement tiles. They're in great nick.
So the fascia and the barge board, same colour?
But the roof guy is going to use the new colour for all the fucking cement and all that shit and new gutters. And so that's all going to look nice and the roof's going to look shit until I get the roof painted. And then get the solar put on.
Oh, you're going to paint the roof?
I'm still going to paint the fucking roof. So it's the new colour.
Right.
And then I get new garage doors.
To match it.
No, and then I've got to get someone to paint all the fucking white that's on the outside.
Jeez.
And then it's done.
This is like the
And then we've got to get a new front door.
This is like the Sagrada Familia. It'll
exactly
never be
what it
fucking
is.
Finished.
I'm going to use that at home. That's fucking exactly what we are.
You come back in 50 years, you're still, they're still doing this
bit over
here, mate.
Beautiful new tiles in the bathroom, right? In the laundry downstairs. And they're called crazy tiles. They look
crazy tiles.
Yeah, they're literally crazy tiles. And they're finished. They're done, right? If I can find it, I will quickly. Yeah. So they're finished.
So if you finish one bathroom, is one bathroom already finished?
Main bathroom's done. Ensuite's done.
Good.
Laundry's done.
Happy.
We just need we're waiting 2 weeks for a stone bench top for the laundry basin, and then they can finish the tiling in the laundry.
But did you say the ensuite's done?
Yeah.
And you're using it?
Yeah.
You're in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are the other bathrooms?
So this is the bathroom you've used downstairs. This is the...
Wow, that's changed.
Yeah, so the washing machine needs to be pushed in, but it's got to be tiled. So they're the tiles. See, crazy tiles.
Nice, nice.
So that's the laundry sink and, crazy tiles.
So that's your laundry out the back.
So that's the bathroom downstairs.
Wow.
Yeah.
And where's the toilet? This side?
Yeah, the other side.
Wow.
There it is.
Oh, there it is. Jeez, that looks different.
New toilet.
Wow.
Basin at the other end, because it used to be a shower there. Remember there was a little tiny basin like here? The fuck do we need a shower downstairs for?
To have a shower.
Who's having a shower downstairs?
Well, if there's one there, you have a shower.
When?
Whenever you want.
Why? Your bedroom's upstairs.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
Okay.
We don't have a pool. If we had a pool, we might have a shower downstairs.
I had a shower in our big house in Maroubra before I got married.
We had 16 showers.
We had a shower down in the
25
in
bedrooms.
The garage. Yeah. There was a bathroom in the garage. So the bathroom, because it was good because there was, I had like an area.
You could
with
come home quickly at night, have a quick shower and no one would know you were out.
That's it. It has been used in that regard, but it was because there was also, I used to put all my weights there. We had like a gym. So I had all the weights
and
everything.
Sweaty shower.
So when we come home back for a run or have a train, we can have a shower there.
Yeah. Sagrada Familia, I'm going to use that.
Sagrada Familia, mate. It's going to take 100 years to finish. Well, hopefully not.
Mate, once the money's run out, we're done. So bad luck.
That's a good way of stopping things.
Yeah. It's going to pretty much stop it pretty quickly.
Yeah, right. But you've got money in the budget for the solar, but.
We've got money in the budget for the solar. Bottom line, we had this massive solar quote, which I was happy to go in on. Now I'm thinking, you know what? Don't be a dickhead, Trev. You don't actually need that much. Spend half. Get a big fucking system still anyway, because it's still massive.
Just meet your needs. Meet your needs today. And then get a system that you can make expand later.
Maybe.
Add panels,
I don't
add
want to do
capacity to your battery.
I don't want to do anything later.
Why?
I'm not doing batteries because I'm going to the cars are the batteries.
Okay. Oh, so you're not going to have a best storage battery at all?
No, because within 2 years I'll be able to put vehicle to grid in and the cars will be the battery.
Vehicle to load. VTU,
V to G, V to H, V to L. V to load is plugging in like a toaster to your car.
Yeah.
V to H is vehicle to home. V to G is vehicle to grid.
So the Kias can both do that.
Kia and the Cooper
can do that.
Yep.
So my Merc can't do that.
I don't know. Is it V2L compatible?
I don't know. I better check.
Oh, you better check.
I'd say it would be, wouldn't it?
Don't know. It's weird how many aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It only takes fucking 11 kilowatt charging too at home.
Oh, you poor baby.
I rewired half.
That's fucking overnight. What are you
house.
Worried about?
Yeah. Anyway.
You never need it.
Yeah.
Right, so
I'd prefer more. I prefer higher charging, faster charging.
Okay.
Anyway,
you'll be excited because I'm going to put the wall box in here at the office as well. So
nice. I'll plug in.
By the amount of time you spend here, you'll recharge your fucking car.
Happy days. Yeah. Got to get something out of this.
Goodbye.
See you, mate.